Srila Prabhupada Ki Nitya Lila Pravishtam Sri Srimad Bhakti Srut Thamadara Goswami Maharaj Ki. We are devotees. We love our Guru. We are missing our Guru. We are in separation from our Guru. We are feeling intense separation from the one who saved us. Or in the words of Dr. Sharmaji, he pointed him towards the direction of Gyan Vigyan. The ultimate Vigyan is Prema. The ultimate realization is to realize Krishna in the heart. And Dr. Sharmaji and his devoted wife, they will realize that by the mercy, the prabhav and mercy of their guru, Sripad Goswami Maharaj. That is the ultimate realization, that's the highest vigyan, is Krishna Prema. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, mata sarvam pravartate, iti matva bhajanti maam, buddha bhava samandika. Everything comes from Krishna, prema comes from Krishna. So I'm feeling too much separation from my Gurudev. And you're feeling too much separation. When one's in viraha, or separation, they want so much to see their guru, to feel their guru, to speak to their guru, to be blessed by the guru. As Professor was saying, receive ashirvad, blessings. They want so much to be corrected and chastised by their guru, engaged by their guru, directed by their guru. They want this. So I was thinking that we want to see the guru. Guru kaha, guru kotai. Where is my guru? How can I see my guru? In India, we have a word darshan. Darshan is the Sanskrit word. Darshan has many meanings. It means to see, to meet, to have a meeting, to see someone, to meet someone, to associate with someone. It also means conception, means idea, means philosophy. We have our sad darshans. Mimamsa, Uttarimamsa, Sankhya, Naya, and Yoga. I think maybe that's it. Yeah. The six sad darshans, the six philosophies of India. Naya, Yoga, Sankhya, then Mimamsa, and Uttarimamsa, Purva Mimamsa. Yes, Vaisheshika. Actually, it's Mimamsa and Uttarimamsa, like this. So this is the Sad Darshan. But we want Guru Darshan. We want to see our Guru. There's actually five ways to see the Guru. Panch Guru Darshan. Five ways to see the Guru. Two of these methods are for the neophyte, for the Vaidhi Sadhaka. There's Vaidhi Sadhana and Raganuga Sadhana. Two ways, two methods of seeing Guru. Guru Darshan, Dochis. There's two ways to see him as a Vaidhi or as a beginner. And there's one way to see him as a Raganuga Bhakta. One is following Raganuga Sadhana. He can see the Guru in three ways. And one who's in level of bhav, a bhava bhakta, very advanced spiritualist, he's experiencing bhav, anubhavs, yavacharibhavs, sancharibhavs. His heart is awakened and melted with love for God, practically full love of God, bhav. He can see the Guru in four ways. And one who has attained prema, he will have Guru Darshan. He's a premi. He's a premi bhakta. Krishna bhakta, premi bhakta. Radha Govinda premi bhakta. He can see the Guru in five ways. Panch Guru Darshan. So how can we say, my Guru, I can't see my Guru has disappeared. Yes, he's gone back to Godhead, but yes, he's also here. Mayam sarvam idam, what is it? Mayam tadam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina. Krishna says, I'm inside of everything and I'm outside of everything. I'm here, I'm there. I'm everywhere. Krishna is everywhere and he's nowhere. He's within and he's without. This is Krishna. Swarup Shakti. Satchidananda Vigraha Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. This is the Chintya Shakti. He's within my heart and he's in Goloka. He's in the atom and he's standing in front of me. So Guru is also this energy, this spiritual energy, Satchidananda. So we say Avirbhav and we say Tirobhav. Avirbhav and Tirobhav. Avir, Avirbhav means appearance, visibility. We were having a scientific-oriented lecture as an opening, so I want to continue the same line. Visibility and invisibility. So we have to fuse the two. We have to fuse Gyan and Vigyan and realize Prem. The ultimate tattva, the para tattva is Prem. Prem tattva, rasa tattva. So now we have to fuse visibility and invisibility. We have to fuse, we have to blend visibility and invisibility. What is visibility? Visibility is avirbhav. Here I am, sakshat darshan. Dekho. Dekhi. See. Guru darshan. Yes, guru. That is called vapu. Vapu darshan. To list the five darshans, for those note takers, there's vani darshan. Guru vani darshan, guru vapu darshan. Chaitya guru darshan. And then there's Guru Spurti Darshan and Guru Sakshatkar Darshan. These are the five kinds of Darshan, Guru Darshan. So when he's here, that's Agarbhav. He's manifest. He's appeared before us. We can see him. We can feel him. We can get corrected, chastised, guided, blessed. All of these things. Because he's manifest, quote unquote, physically before our eyes, our Lokik Vichar. We have Lokik. Lokik Vichar because we have material senses. Our Indriya, Gyan Indriya, Karma Indriya, they're all material, Lokik. So we can't see the Sarupa of the Guru. We can't see the Siddhadeha of the Guru. It was Vapu Darshan. Yes, yes, there's my Guru. He's Manipuri. He's short like this. He has brown eyes and brown hair. This is my Guru. He's a Manipuri. He's a Manipuri Vaishnava. He's a Manipuri Guru. He's a Gujarati guru. He's a Bengali guru. He's a Videshi guru. Go Chamakane. This is Agarbhav. And we celebrate the Agarbhav, the appearance, the birthday of Guruji. Ah, Jai Gurudev. And Gurudev, sometimes he gives us a slap or an embrace. For the brahmacharis, he gives a solid embrace. Ah, very good service. Loving embrace. And for the nonsense, he gives a slap. We remember, we cherish those memories, those physical, tactile memories, those sensual memories of seeing the Guru, his smile, his kirtan, with his turban on his head, and he's dancing, playing his kartal, singing this Manipuri style, this beautiful kirtan with all alap and rag. And we danced with him, and we saw him. I danced with him, and I chatted with him in this very place of Radhakund, face to face, sakshat. That's Agarbhav. And then there's Tirobhav. There's sunrise and sunset. Sunrise is Avirbhav. Sunset is Tirobhav. But does the sun disappear? It is a question of visibility, invisibility. But existence is there. Existence, visibility, invisibility. The sun is existent. Chogiskanta. The sun is there. To us, sometimes visible, invisible. Visible means Avirbhav. Invisible means Tirobhav. We can't see the Guru? Why not? Why can't we see the Guru? We say, oh Tirobhav, my Guru has disappeared. We're celebrating I wish I could see my Guru. Well, okay, it's good. We should cry. We should have sentiments. Guru Bhav. We should cry. Not only on this Tirobhav, but day to day we should cry. This is one of the elements of bhajan, krandan. Krandan. Bhajan kesat. Mixing, crying with bhajan. Our bhajan is crying, krandan, krandan bhajan. Crying for Guru, crying for Radha. Kotai go prema mahi, radhe radhe. Kotai go prema mahi, radhe radhe. Kotaigo prema mai guru guru prema mai guru ki jai. So yes, we cry, we feel viraha, separation, more intense on this day, less intense on other days. But we should not feel, oh, we should, now we should learn the science of visibility. We should learn how to get guru darshan, how to access the guru, how to make invisible visible, how to make adarbhav, how to make tirubhav adarbhav. For the devotee who has prema and rati, attachment for his guru asakti, attachment and rati, then for him it's chobiskanta adarbhav. When Prabhupada was walking with him in New York, his shishya turned to him and said, Srila Prabhupada, this is 1966. Your Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he left this planet in 1937, January 1st. This is 30 years ago. Do you feel separation from your Guru? Guru Viraha? Do you feel separation from your Guru? And what did Swamiji say? What did Srila Prabhupada say? No. I don't feel sad. My guru is always with me. My guru is always with me. So that means adarbhav, manifestation, visibility. If we say there's a lack of visibility, turn on your headlights, or they say in the plane, we can't. So our lack of visibility is due to our lack of surrender, sharanagati. Our lack of visibility is due to our lack of sadhana. Our lack of visibility is due to our lack of desire to see. Do we want to have Guru Darshan? If we want, then we make advancement. I want to read a few appropriate quotations from Srila Prabhupada, our Samstakacharya for ISKCON, our founder, and our guru and Bhakti Sridhamadhar Swami's guru. How he talks about Vani Darshan, Guru Vani Darshan, Guru, then Guru Prabhupada even talks about Guru Vapu Darshan. Then interestingly enough, Srila Prabhupada talks about Guru Chaita Guru Guru Darshan. And Prabhupada tells, when do we start to see the Guru in my heart? Chaita Guru Chaitya. Chaita Guru means Antaryami. Paramatma. The super soul. Now we can't see the physical, so-called, quote-unquote, physical presence of Guruji before us. Now we have to look into our heart. We have to look into our heart. Search for the Vani. Search for the Vapu reminiscences and Vapu memories of his form. Then, more importantly, search for the messages and the darshan, the Chaitya Guru darshan in the heart. So now, Prabhupada explains about this third level of Guru Darshan. And we will give some anecdotes, an interesting story about the third, the fourth and fifth level of Darshan. The Sakshatkar Guru Darshan and the Spurti Guru Darshan. Prabhupada's quotation, which is here, this talks about Vani Darshan. Vani means, of course, Guru Vani, the words of Guru, the teachings, the instructions, the shiksha. The disciple and the spiritual master are never separated. That's the basic theme of my discussion. The truth is the sad shishya and the sad guru are never separated. Never is an absolute word. Never. That means now and forever. Ever. Never. The disciple and the spiritual master are never separated. That phrase in itself is like an aphorism. It is like a sutra. Just take that phrase and meditate on it. I am a disciple. I am a guru. Prabhupada, our param guru, or our guru, is telling us, you are never separated from me. Why do you feel separated? Why don't you see me? Why don't you hear me? Why don't you feel me? I'm here. What is your problem? It's your problem, not mine. I'm visible. I'm hearable. I'm touchable. Unperceivable. Why are you blinded to me? Why are you keeping yourself blinded? Let's go on. The disciple and the spiritual master are never separated because the spiritual master always keeps company. Company, because darshan means company. Darshan, the word darshan means association of company. The spiritual master always, again, another absolute statement. Never and always. You got it? This is one purport. The spiritual master always keeps company in his association, Sangha, Guru Sangha, Chobis Gata Sangha, Guru Sangha, every minute, every moment, every day. As long, now here's the condition, there's some conditions, terms and conditions apply. Here's the terms and conditions. I, your guru, I am Swarup Damodar, I am always with you. I never separated from you, provided you follow this condition. What's the condition? As long as the disciple strictly follows the instructions of the spiritual master, Guru Shiksha, Guru Agya. Bina Guru Agya, Bina Guru Darshan. And then Prabhupada says, this is called association. This is Vani Darshan. Now Vapu Darshan, that was Guru Vani Darshan. I'm always with you, I'm always keeping company. Just follow me, follow your instructions strictly. Rise every day by 4 o'clock, chant 16 rounds, go to Mangalarti, serve the devotees, Vaishnav Seva, Nam Ruchi, Jiva Doya. Express these terms in one way or another. Show mercy to the Jivas. Preaching, this, that, anything. Show mercy somehow. Give some prasad, do this, that. Jiva Doya. Compassion, mercy to the living entities. As our esteemed Professor Sharma is showing mercy to the scientific living entities. The Jivas that have taken the line of science, he's putting his name on the line, his university on the line to support the movement of the Hare Krishna. This is big, this is impressive. Just by doing that, Krishna will take him back to Godhead. Because we're not a mainline group. We're not a very famous or appreciated group, but this is, he has a prestigious university in Delhi, and he's opening the doors to Prabhupada's conception, to the Krishna conception. This is beautiful. This is surrender. There's nothing more dear to a man than his prestige. This is the most dear thing, the prestige. So now I'll talk about Vapu Darshan. Vapu means the form. The physical presence of the guru, the physical presence is called Vapu. As long as the spiritual master is physically present, the disciple serves the physical body of the spiritual master, and when the spiritual master is no longer physically existing, the disciple serves the instruction of the spiritual master. 4:28-47, purport, Bhagavatam. So we can understand that the Guru Vapu is analogous or equal to the Guru Vani. So when I'm here, you rub my, you massage my back, you cook for me, you rub my feet, this, that, you wash my laundry, you do different seva, clean the ashram, physical Vapu seva. But when I'm not here, you can find my Vapu in my Vani. Visibility is found in what seems to be invisible. Vani is Shabda, is not Rupam. Vani is Shabda, something auditory function. But Prabhupada is saying, when I'm not physically there, the Vapu is not there, you can't touch the form, you can see me, you can find the Vapu in the Vani. You see? Now let's talk, these are from the Vaidhi Sadhana. The Vaidhi Sadhaka, the neophyte, the beginner practitioner, he can have Guru Darshan in Vani Guru Darshan, in Vapu Guru Darshan, and even in separation from the Guru after he's entered the invisibility level of Tirubhava, we can also have Darshan of the form by strictly following the Vani. Now this is the interesting turning point. Now Prabhupada talks about Raghunuga Bhakti, which is like such a buzzword. Raghunuga Bhakti, watch out, careful. Sometimes in our mission is Rag Bhakti. Rag means attachment. Now Srila Prabhupada himself, he talks about Guru Darshan at the level of Raghunuga Bhakti. Are you aware of that? Has everyone read Prabhupada's books? In Srila Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada talks about the third level of darshan, the third type of darshan with guru that happens when one comes to the level of Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti. And where will we find that? For your Shastra Praman. Fourth canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 28, verse 52, is Tika, or commentary. Let's hear it. So now when one goes a little bit to intermediary stage of devotion, becomes somewhat slightly attached to Krishna and feeling his presence and offering his very heart at the feet of Guru, then he can enter the level of seva and bhakti with attachment, rag. Your heart becomes rag. It becomes colored with deep feelings, sentiments. This is rag. Rag means color, attachment.
But Prabhupada said at this level, at the level of Raghunuga Bhakti, then one can have the experience the third level of darshan, guru, chaitya guru darshan. Chaitya guru darshan, antaryami. One can see the guru in his heart. He can see the Bapu in his heart, of the guru. And he can hear the voice of the guru in his heart. Directly, guru shabda, guru agya. Let's hear Prabhupada's quote. This is Srila Prabhupada. Vaidhi bhakti
can help the neophyte devotee to rise to the stage of Raghunuga bhakti, in which the Lord Krishna, Paramatma, the Lord responds from within as the Chaitya Guru, or the spiritual master as super consciousness. That was 3-5-4. Now this is 4-28-52. The spiritual so I'm saying that when we come to the level of Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti, we can hear our guru speaking in the heart, and we can see our guru. When we close our eyes, we can see the very form of our guru on our heart. This awaits us. This experience. This is prakash. Krishna says, Raja Vijaya Raja Guyam, Bhavachambam. He says, Pratyaksha Bhagavam Dharmyam. Pratyaksha Dharma. Pratyaksha Dharma means it's visible. This is the visibility factor in the 9th chapter of Gita, verse 1. Pratyaksha Bhagavam Dharmyam. This is Pratyaksha Dharma. That the Dharma, the experience of God, is Pratyaksha, it's manifest. This is visibility. So when one comes to the Raghunuga Bhakti platform, he can see the Guru in his heart. He can actually see the Guru. Prabhupada is telling that. Now Prabhupada says, the spiritual master is not different from that super soul sitting in the heart. Now listen to this. Now this is where we come in with our practice. Why am I not hearing Sripad? Why am I not hearing Bhakti Srupa Damodar speaking to me and guiding me and directing me in my heart? Why am I not seeing him in my heart? Now Prabhupada explains why. When the soul cries out for spiritual guidance, means agya, guru shiksha. Remember I said, our bhajan is krandan bhajan. Krandan, crying bhajan. Srila Prabhupada is saying, when the soul, that means we are souls, the atma, the disciple, when the shishya, the soul, cries out for spiritual guidance, the Lord, as the Chaitya Guru, or the spiritual master in the heart, gives direct inspiration. So each one of us can have darshan of our guru in our hearts. Each one of us can hear our guru speaking directly and specifically and individually to us in our hearts. When we develop guru rag, guru attachment, and come to the level of Raghunuga Bhakti. When one comes to the level of bhava, he has so much bhava and sentiments for his guru that when he's chanting his guru mantra and guru gayatri, and he's meditating on the spiritual form of his guru. This is the meaning of the Guru Gayatri. He's meditating on the spiritual form of his guru. And then Guru Mantra, he's meditating on his guru's sadhaka group. The guru's form when he's in this world. He's meditating and chanting the Guru Mantra. He will see at the level of bhava, he'll have a spurti. Spurti means a very deep experience, a vision. A vision. It seems so real that you can reach out and touch your guru. Prabhupada! You're here! Sutama, Guru Maharaj! That's called spurti. You're so deeply absorbed in your guru that he manifests. That's called spurti at the level of bhav. Then at the level of bhav and praying, there's something called sakshat darshan, where one gets direct darshan of either guru or Krishna. This is the experience of the advanced devotee. Prabhupada! Srila Prabhupada in his rooms doing bhajan in 1962-65 in his bhajan kutir in Sevakunj, he had sakshat darshan of Srila Rupa Goswami Paraki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Because Prabhupada is a premi bhakta. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has
entered his samadhi 500 years before that. And here he is. And here's another story that happened. It shows, this is in the Bhakta Mal, and it's also in this Braj Ki Bhakta, a famous book describing the biographies of famous Siddha devotees. This explains how the Guru is always existing. We can have darshan of our Guru in a samadhi, in the Bhajan Kutira, in our heart. Because this form is called the Aprakrita. Aprakrita Chinmoya Deha. Aprakrita Chinmoya Deha. This is the spiritual form. Aprakrita, not Prakrita. There was a great devotee whose name was Gopal Guru Goswami. Gopal Guru Goswami lived about 450 years ago. He was a disciple of Vrakreshwara Pandit. Vrakreshwara Pandit used to dance with Lord Chaitanya in the Sankirtan party at Rath Yatra and in Mayapur. Great Brahmin Pandit. These are all Brahmins and Pandits. Vrakreshwara Pandit. And his disciple was Gopal Guru. Gopal Guru entered Samadhi about 450 years ago in Jagannath Puri. And he was placed in his Samadhi tomb. His transcendental body was buried in the land of Sri Ketradham, Puridham. Now, in Vrindavan, in Dir Samir Kunj, there's one place near Jamunapuri in Vrindavan, down near Gopeshwar Mahadev, that part of, near Jamunaji, there's a place called Dir Samir, Dir Samir Kunj, very gentle wind, a lila stali. In that place, there was some babas living, and there's a Siddhapokul tree there, which is still there. You can see that Siddhapokul tree. And the babajis were chanting there, and they saw, Are? Hey, Baba, hey, Krishnadas, hey, Gordas, Baba, Al, Jali, Al, Deko. They saw sitting under the Siddhapokul tree, Gopal Guru Goswami, peacefully absorbed and chanting Nam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Tears were trickling down his eyes. He was lost in his own absorption, in his own Leela Pravesh. He was absorbed in the Leelas of Radha and Krishna, dear Samir Kunj, sitting peacefully and detached completely in another world, the world of Leela, the world of play and drama. And he's chanting. And he's absorbed.
Thank you.
And everyone's looking, huh? That's in Vrindavan. This was 2 weeks after he was put in Samadhi. He's seen, and everyone saw him. And the Baba's there, they said, you're here, but we got the news that you left. No, he said, I am always here doing bhajan. This is my seva kunj, this is my seva stali, this is my kunja. I'm always doing bhajan here. Now that Vaishnava, he left, he went to Puri. Meanwhile, in Puri, the successor to Gopal Guru Goswami, who was in charge of the mandir, there's a famous mandir there in a place called Gambhir. You must have heard of Gambhir. Lord Chaitanya spent 18 years there. And Gambhir, or Gambhira, we say Gambhira, Gambhira or Gambhir, it's Radhakant Mat, very old deity, Radhakant. And the Mahant there, his name was Dhyan Chandra Goswami. Dhyan Chandra Goswami, another great devotee, great Siddha Mahatma. He was facing a lot of problems with the government. The Arisan government, or let's say Puri municipal government, they were trying to take over some deity land. And he was really in distress and really worried. He's facing a lot of problems with the government. He was distressed. Now this Vaishnava came from Vrindavan. He said, Dhyan Chandra. And they embraced, paid obeisances. And why are you so worried? He said, no, I'm so much in tension. My guru is gone now. I don't know how to solve these problems. And he was so expert I'm really worried about the Thakurji's property and the seva, so many things. He's saying, what are you worried about? Why are you worried? Just go to Vrindavan. You can meet your guru. Your Gopal Guru Goswami, he's there under the Siddhapokul of Dhir Samir. You can go there. You go there and tell him your problems. He'll solve all your problems. He said, what are you saying? He left 2 weeks ago. He's here in the Samadhi. I myself put his body here. No, I saw you go. So he believed in that Satyavacham, he believed in those words of that Brahman, that Guru Bhai. So he left. It took him 1.5 months to walk from Puri to Vrindavan. When he came into Dhir Samir Kunj and Vrindavan, underneath these Sitabong pool trees, sitting there with tears going down his eyes, he saw Gurudev. Gurudev! You're here! And he paid Dandavat, full Dandavat. And he came up and he started crying, the cell was crying. You're here yet? He said, I'm always here. Where have I gone? I was in Vrindavan, I'm still in Vrindavan. When I was in Puri, I was in Puri or Vrindavan. I'm always here. I've always been with Krishna, Radha Krishna. And the disciple was so worried on his face. What is your worry? What is your distress? All the property problem, government. And the Guruji said, listen. Oh, then the disciple, Jan Chandra, said, Guruji, can you please come with me to Puri and solve this problem? He said, no. I am now in my aprakrita. I am in my aprakrita chinmaya deha, and you are seeing it. And I'm absorbed in my nitya seva, in my mandri seva to Radharani in Dhirashanir Kunj. I have my seva. Don't worry, everything will be all right. You go back to Puri. So he went back to Puri and everything became all right. By Guru Kripa, he gave along the key and died. So this is called Sakshat Darshan, this Guru. So from this story, we can learn something. He was advised, oh, you're having problems, oh, you're worrying, oh, my dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, oh my dear disciple of Srila Bhakti Sridhara Swami Maharaj, you're facing obstacles, you're feeling problems, you're feeling separation, you're sad, you lost your inspiration, then go to his samadhi in Radhakund, because he's eternally doing bhajan here and is a prakriti chinmaya deha. Bhakti Sridhara is sitting here as a prakriti chinmaya deha doing bhajan on the banks of Radhakund. So this is the point. So we can come here to a samadhi, or a Pushpa samadhi in, I suppose, Manipur, a Pushpa samadhi. Or we can go to his Bhajan Kutir. But this samadhi is special, because it's his Prakriti Chinmaya Deha is here. And not only that, this is not only his samadhi, but it's his Bhajan Stali. This place of Manipur is his Seva Stali. That is his Guru, Prabhu Datta Desh. That's his Prabhupada Datta Desh. That's his Seva Stali. Make a school, make a Bhagavad University, this, that, the other thing. He did it. It's going on. But this is his Bhajan Stali. His Nitya Bhajan Stali is here on the banks of Radhakund. And so many times he talked about his Bhajan in Radhakund. And he would say, I want to live in that room. I'm going to write poetry to Radha Krishna. I'm going to live in that room on the first floor. I'm going to look at Radhakund. Many things he told me about. I said, Maharaj, when are you going to, I'm sitting in your Bhajan Stali, in your Radhakund temple doing Bhajan. By your grace, I'm in your place. And then when are you coming? When are you going to spend here? Oh, I have my Seva there, this science conference in Delhi, and this one and that. So now he's here. So if you have any problems or any difficulties, try to learn to have these five darshans with Guru. Vani Darshan, Vapu Darshan, Chaita Guru Darshan, Spurti Darshan, and Sakshatkara Darshan. It's all available to each one of you. There's no question of separation. It's 24 hours association. Shri Guru Dev Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.